The lawsuit is on behalf of a John Doe who says Father John Patrick Feeney assaulted him in the 1980s in Las Vegas. Feeney moved to Nevada allegedly at the urging of then-Bishop Aloysius Wycislaw. That's according to Peter Isley, the Midwest director for the group SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. He says the bishop was told by the state attorney general to either get Feeney into treatment or face prosecution. Isley says the bishop violated the intent of that order.
And you'll see in the record where they're going through, well, what are we going to do with him? You know, it's like point number one, number two, number three. None of those things have to do with, we're going to go to the police with everything we know about Father Feeney.
SNAP accuses the diocese of laundering pedophile priests into other states. The group also wants the Green Bay Diocese to release the names of 51 clergy it determined had molested children. In a written apology in last weekend's Green Bay Press Gazette, a Green Bay Diocese official said those names are in the hands of prosecutors, but won't be made public because some on the list are dead and can't defend themselves. Deacon Timothy Riley wrote that others who are living are considered innocent until proven guilty. SNAP's Peter Isley urges victims to step forward. He says he gets calls from people in northeastern Wisconsin all the time.
I mean, there's just this atmosphere of terror and fear and conformity. And that's what we're trying to bust open here, because all that does is aid and abet sex offenders.
Father John Feeney is in prison after being convicted in another case. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.